Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, here we go, back after a several week hiatus. This is Norman Knight coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. I'm excited to be back and hope that we have a good fiery chat tonight. Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Yes, I am. You know, the blues music playing. First thing I'd like to do tonight, because I have been away for a long time, but everyone knows, or I shouldn't say everyone, but anyone who's been listening to Norm at Night for any length of time knows that I'm a great, great blues aficionado. Hey, guest 1520, I see you're logged into the chat room. I hope you come and talk to us right here on the air. And remember, the number's 347-945-6713. But if you want to put something in the chat room and have me put it out to the audience at large, well, why don't you just go ahead? I'm thinking very much about what's going to go on here tonight. But first, again, I don't want to get sidetracked. I'd like to ask everyone to think and, well, to give a few minutes to quiet so that you can think of about a great man. I think he was a great man who made the blues possible in Washington, D.C., and that's Mr. Steve McKinney, who was the proprietor and owner of the Zubar Cafe in Washington, D.C., which had years and years of the best blues that could be found in D.C., and I believe, for that matter, anywhere else. Well, Mr. McKinney passed away a few weeks ago, and it saddened everyone, listeners, performers, and combinations thereof in the Washington, D.C., and I'm sure larger blues community. But a shout out to heaven and Mr. Steve McKinney, because he will be missed. The good news is, as was announced recently on Wolf Crescenza's music newsletter, the Zubar will be remaining open, at least for the foreseeable future. And that's a great thing. And I will be going up there tomorrow night. Yes, I will, for the Blues Jam brought to you by none other than Big Boy Little Brett Littlehall, and I am looking forward to another great night of blues. The Big Boy Little Band, I don't think there's better, but then that's my prejudice and et cetera, et cetera. But here I am, back on the air, Norm at Night. Yeah, I want to, I'm rested. I'm well. And Norm at Night shall go on, and I am looking forward to it. But tonight, well, we're going to talk about what everybody's talking about, Donald Trump. Trump, everything's Trump these days. That was with an ED, I might add. And so I don't know what you think about Donald Trump, but I sure would like to hear it. So whatever you got to say about Donald Trump, 347-945-6713. Another former Democrat turned Republican, Donald Trump. A lot like Ronald Reagan. Of course, those Republicans, they don't like to hear that Ronald Reagan grew up a Democrat, that Ronald Reagan was the president of a labor union, that Ronald Reagan named names. and capitulated and turned on his colleagues, the House Un-American Activities Committee, that Ronald Reagan, you know, we talk about, oh, we got to stop Iran, we got to stop Iran. Well, the great Ronald Reagan sold the missiles that I'm sure killed people all over the Middle East at some point. But anyway, that's more talking about Ronald Reagan than it is talking about Donald Trump. But we are going to talk about Trump. Yes, we are. We're going to talk about Iran. Yes, we are. And the deal to keep Iran from, at least in the foreseeable future, again, possessing a nuclear weapon. Would be nice if we could get all nations of the world to get together to sit down and somehow eliminate nuclear weapons. Although I don't know if what good that would even do, man. We bit the apple, for God's sake. What do we do about Iran? What do we do about ISIS? You know, the Iranians hate ISIS as much as we do. But maybe even more, because I don't know if anybody remembers the history, but Iran and the Sunni minority and dominating class of Iraq fought a brutal, brutal war for many, many years. And then all of a sudden, Saddam Hussein became our enemy. Hold on 1 second. Well, the first caller of the new norm at night. Welcome. How can we help you?
I want a pizza, double pepperoni, and mushrooms.
Hey, you know, you know what? I hate you. You go down to this place called Shake Your Booty.
This is a Buffalo, is it?
No. Well, you know what? You can take the boy out of Buffalo, but you can't take the Buffalo out of the boy.
This is true, yes. My hoof prints are all over California.
That's absolutely right. How the hell are you?
Pretty good. I'm kind of ripped right now, but, you know, it was one
Even
of those
Even better.
Days. Huh?
Even better. It's a little early for me, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, I
About
just stay home.
About 4 in the afternoon.
You know?
I just got to know a little, were you guest 4 or 15, 20?
That's probably me, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was hoping it might have been somebody else, but I'm glad you're
alive. Yeah,
you
that would, I mean,
early.
You know, we've been considering that for ages, like, you know, we got to get some more people involved.
Well, you know what?
I can find
I
some, but
if,
I mean, they're going to be far right. They're going to be neo-Nazis, but, you know.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? I'd love to get those guys. I'd like, and please don't use his name. I'd like to get some of those Facebook people who are real brave in
Well, we won't mention his name, but God,
no,
oh
we
yeah,
won't.
I already said my piece
on Facebook.
How the hell did you ever? You know, I mean, I'm assuming you know you've known the guy for a long time and. And he's a friend and all that, but really?
Oh, wait a minute. You made an assumption.
I know what I said. But
I mean, I've had a beer or two with Carl. That's absolutely true. He was my brother-in-law's best friend at the Naval Academy. I think they were class of 1978.
Oh,
and,
geez, yeah.
And he, Well, I met him then, and well, you know, my tendency is to the left side of the aisle, and it was always hard for those Academy guys to believe that, you know, I was a shake and bake, you know, and I had a commission from the president, too. And, you know, even, wait a minute, I'm just looking over here. Carl Chapman.
Oh!
And, oh,
bring it
shit.
On.
No. Let's see here. I'm on my Facebook page. No, I'm looking for our Carl.
All right.
Have you heard of a nurse anesthetist? Wait, what's this to? Healthcare has always been for profit. You're damn right there. And that's the problem with it. It's always been, oh, guess what? Guess what? I got in the mail today. I know we're supposed to be talking about Trump, and we will. I know we're supposed to be talking about the Iran deal, and we will. And what was the third thing? Oh, I can't even remember.
I don't
remember.
Recall.
Well, that's important, you know. I said I'm going to have an agenda this time.
Well,
And remember, all you guys, I hope your football team wins. That way you can benefit your life in no way whatsoever. I love that little mind that I put up.
I
hope
I,
your
I,
football
you know.
Team...
I still watch football, but then I'm really questioning why. These days,
I put that
it's like, I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. It's like, you know, it's all personalities and these weird conflicts and all these stinking reporters going on and on about, you know, Tom Brady's jockstrap or whatever the hell they talk about. I don't know. It sucks. It really sucks.
Well, the judge got really pissed off today. They came back to court, and Brady and the commissioner didn't show up, so the judge said, what the hell are we here for?
Yeah, well, you know, this is a thing. And, you know, and politics aren't much better. I mean... You know, we're involved in this weird freaking culture now that just trivializes everything and turns it into trash. I mean, it's like a trash show. You know, it's a Kardashian. It's a, you know, it's a what the hell was that thing with the rednecks, the Duck Nation. I don't know what the fuck it is, but anyway.
Okay, that's right. This is a PG show. I got to get ready to start the school year again.
Oh, you're going to be teaching again.
I hope so. I mean, there's still some,
well, that'll be cool.
Still some things we're working out, you know, about pay and stuff, but
yeah,
I hope
yeah.
so. But anyway, I got
well,
my
you need
first
to get,
hit.
You need to get out there, and the kids need to hear what you have to say. You know, now I understand
that,
you know, it's not going to be a popular opinion, but still, you know. They need to know that there's, you know, there's
That's
a whole
right.
swarm of ideas out there that they need
right.
to consider.
What should we read
you know?
For summer reading at my Christian school? I suggested Soul on Ice.
Mm.
He said it wasn't fit for high school students.
Yeah, well, you know, the weird thing, I remember, I went to Kensington, right? So, the crazy thing there was that, you know, some of the stuff that was required reading, you know, was all the Orwell and William Golding and even Malcolm X. And I was like, damn, this is cool. This is good shit.
You guys read the autobiography
and
I don't think
they do that anymore.
You know what? That's a real... Anybody out there who's read the autobiography of Malcolm X, just give us a call. 347-945-6713. Anybody who's read Soul on Ice, give us a call. 347-945-6713.
What's that?
I kind of got cheated.
What happened?
Well, here I am on the old internet, and I love buying T-shirts.
Yeah.
So I thought, I bought a I Support Bernie Sanders for President T-shirt.
Oh,
I do feel the burn out there. Anybody who's going to go here, you just believe, I feel the burn.
Do you know how many of my friends, even the hardcore conservative types, they're all going for Bernie? I mean,
going for Trump.
Well, they'll do Trump, but if they can't get Trump, they're going to do Bernie. And the only reason is, give me the spoon and let me stir the pot, because that's what we're going to do.
But anyway, so I thought the front of the T-shirt would say, feel the burn. It doesn't say anything. And the back, I thought it would be bigger than it is. You got to have to be awfully close to me to read it, but I don't care. But it says, I support Bernie Sanders for president 2016. Then it has all these Bernie Sanders quotes. Nobody who works 40 hours a week should be living in poverty. If you can't afford to take care of your veterans, then don't go to war. When we reject science, we become the laughing stock of the world. What kind of a nation are we when we give tax breaks to billionaires and we can't take care of the elderly and the children? It's way past time that corporate America begins to create jobs in this country, not low-wage countries abroad. $1 trillion of investment in our infrastructure would create 13 million jobs. Maybe Saudi Arabia might want to take the lead in fighting ISIS rather than having American troops protect
him. See, that's where he gets my vote.
The really interesting thing, Saudi Arabia and ISIS are simply different faces of the same monster.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, you can read the Quran, and I probably shouldn't admit this, but I have an English version of the Quran in my bookcase. And it's, it's violent. There's no other word for it. There's a lot of crap in there. But, I also have a Bible, and it's like, there's not a whole lot different.
That's right. There's a lot of begetting and begotten in that Bible.
Yeah.
A lot of people getting killed, a lot of lying.
These were books. I mean, they were at their time. It was law. You know, it wasn't just philosophical or religious. It was the freaking law, you know. And you had to do these things with, you know, the people that were under your control, because they didn't respond to, you know, good things. They responded to threats.
and
the threat of death was pretty, pretty good back then. I mean, it doesn't work today, but it definitely worked back then.
Oh, yeah, it does. It works pretty well even today.
Yeah.
The really interesting thing from my perspective, we finally got God, or started to get God, out of government in the Renaissance, and it's been a progression until today.
Oh, yeah.
But at the time of the Crusades...
Well, you know,
the Christians and the Muslims were equally barbaric.
Right. I don't have any disagreement there, you know.
But then something happened to Europe that did not happen to the rest of the world. Well, it definitely did not happen to the Muslim world, because they do. And they're so savage today. This guy who's taking care of the ancient ruins of Palmyra in Syria for 50 years, they cut his head off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this stuff I read, it's... I really have problems with all of that. And you know, the United States position in Syria is it's surreal. I have no idea what kind of a plan or what we want there. It's impossible. But I think they're starting to concede the fact that leaving Assad in power is probably the best thing we can do.
And I'm sure it's crossed somebody's mind.
That is the truth.
We might have been a lot better off leaving Hussein in power.
Well, that one also. I know.
A whole lot more people died than he would have killed.
Well, yeah, I don't understand all this goddamn neoliberal adventurism and all of these crazy freaking things we're doing in the Middle East. It's like, you know, this is half the military budget is being spent there right now. And it's a massive fortune that could be used in every city in America. If I give $1 billion to Detroit or Buffalo or Cincinnati, Jesus, it would solve nearly all their problems. Instead, we're giving all this freaking money to, you know, Halliburton. Fuck them.
Well, I mean, I
said
I
fuck again.
One of the ideas is the Middle East. the Middle East is China's. The Muslim world is China's greatest source of oil. And if you can control and cut them, if you can control the oil in the Middle East, you could control China.
Well, guess what? If China wants that oil, let China send their freaking Navy over there and let them, you know, police the whole.
Our Navy is over there.
Except that they don't have a Navy. They've got one carrier, and it was an old busted up cruiser from the Ukraine, and they put a flat top on it. And then when they sailed it on a maiden voyage, they had to haul it back because it stopped.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
You're making this up.
I'm not making this up. That's absolutely true.
Well, you know, our first carriers were exactly that, old cruisers with
That's what we did that in the 1930s. And China's only just catching up to us. And this is the thing. The thing is, they always talk about, you know, the Chinese being this massive military power and all that. They aren't. Their army is freaking worthless. They're ill-equipped. They're not trained. It's just a political entity. That's all it is.
Well, they
wouldn't want to fight on the ground with them because there's too damn many of them, but, you know. But comes down to combat, these people, that ain't going to work. No way.
Hey, all you people out there, why don't you give us a call, 347-945-6713.
Yeah, tell your audience, you know, just pick out a minority and we'll get around to it. We'll insult them, you know, we'll get there.
Easy.
I'm trying to increase your audience here. You know, I mean,
you
can't do it without controversy, right?
Once you have private insurance companies, their goal is to make as much money as possible, not to provide quality health care. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I have a couple of issues I have to deal with. And the insurance company is interesting because I always call them in advance. I said, I'm going to the doctor to do this, and I want to know how much you're going to pay and how much I'm going to pay. They hate that. They absolutely hate that.
Well,
but that's how I am. I'm like, yay.
I'm about to go single payer.
Today?
The 19th? 1 month from today, I'll be getting ready to turn over at 12:01 a.m. on September the 20th. I will officially be single payer Medicare, Part A, Part B.
Oh, Christ. I do better with Obamacare than I will ever do with Medicare. Because I have a gold plan. You know, this thing.
Medicare is 100%.
They pay for everything, you know.
Oh, I know a person. It's got tons of money, but because of how little money he makes.
That's how it works.
His Obamacare is free.
Don't you think people
free.
Like me and other people, we figured out the scam from day one.
It's free.
My policy would cost me $10,000 a year if I had to actually pay for it. I only pay like $200 a year. I shouldn't laugh, but anyway. But that's Obamacare. That's, you know, I mean, they did not think this out. They really didn't. You still there?
Well, there aren't people. Yes, there aren't people. What they didn't quite figure out was people who made a bundle of money, retired, and then got little chintzy jobs to pass the time.
There are a lot of ways to do it. I mean, the way I do it.
That's how my brother did it.
Fairly simple.
He was a top mortgage banker his whole life. You know, now he delivers for a dry cleaner, but that's his income.
Yeah. Well, you know, on all I get royalties, you know, from oil and gas wells, and that's it. You know, I don't mess with anything else. People want me to go to work? Get out of here. Why aren't you doing that shit?
Another three. Well, and then you got to make the Social Security decision soon.
Yeah, well, you know, I have that. you know, they sent
me. How many years?
I don't get a whole lot because I didn't work a lot of years.
I didn't
know.
Realize that.
I decided to sign up for it when I was 62, and I said, oh, what the hell, let's take the money because, you know, I thought, I don't know how long I'm going to be around.
No,
grab the money and spend it, you know?
It's a tough decision because I, now I'm so far in, if I don't wait to 66, I'm just dumb.
Oh, well, yeah. No, what do they call it? There's like a break-even point, and I think it's like 76 or 77 years old, you know, where you would have got less money if you had waited or whatever. I don't care about that. Good Christ. You know.
There's a lot of different
I don't know that I'm going to get that far, you know.
Come on, somebody,
you know,
out there. I should have publicized it a little more, but I'm glad I'm back. I'm feeling good. I'm happy. I thought everybody from the teachers' meeting today, I thought they were going to flock here.
Oh.
They got mad at me because I said I wanted to know how you created the time machine. They said, time machine? What are you talking about? I said, it's 1945 here. I'm in the middle of the 20th century. I'm a crazy man. I'm thinking about putting my, I don't know if you've ever watched my philosophy of education video.
No, actually, I do. I don't recall. Is that on your, is that on that Irish thing with the Paddy, I forget what it is.
Hey, you know, did I put it on Paddy Wop? I might have, actually.
I remember something like that, but, it's been a while.
Well, let me, I'll take a look while we're talking here.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I have my philosophy of life, too, and, well...
You should make
a
YouTube video.
It's a bit extreme, but it works for me, you know. Drugs, alcohol, guns. I don't advocate them, but they've always worked for me, so... Jesus. Oh, what will the people think that are listening to this? God. Baby. This is serious weed. Holy shit. I love this. I don't know where the hell it came from. Hawaii. Someplace. Are you still messing around on the computer? Long pauses. Check this thing out here. Well, I'm still on. Where the hell are you? What am I supposed to do now? Sing? Sing a song. Oh, yeah, I'll do a carpenter song for you, singing like a drunken fool. Eh.
Well, I don't know what happened there, but I'm back.
Yeah, what happened there?
I'm not sure. I went to one of my spare things, and all of a sudden I disconnected myself. But thanks for carrying on.
Well, you didn't disconnect me, and I had to ramble on.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
you'll
glad
get
to hear that.
You'll get to hear it later.
Yes, I will.
It was nothing terrible, so.
Well, you know what? Hey,
you know what I found out? Oh, what?
Well, no, wait, what did you connect?
Oh, well, I connected with a real, I mean, an old friend of mine from, like, you know, like high school. And Steve and I, you know, we were really hot on playing guitar and this and that. We, you know, we all thought we were going to be rock stars back then, you know, 1965 or whatever it was.
That's right. Everybody was a
all of a sudden I'm in touch with him, and it's like, and we're talking and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, all that stuff just kept, you know, it all floods back on you, you know. It's like, and I mean, he's as cool as he was back then, you know. He lives in, you know, that little town, Endicott.
Endicott, New York,
yeah. Yeah, you know. So, but anyway, oh, we had a great conversation. It's a weird thing. Well, even, you know, you and I, we connected after, what, a lot of, you know,
a
couple
time.
Of decades.
At least.
3 years. Something like that, yeah. And then Tom Thrush, you know, I mean, he calls me all of a sudden and says, I'm looking for Carl Schwarzall. And I'm like, well, you found him.
You got him, baby. Have you talked to him lately? Is he still alive?
Oh, he's as good as he ever was.
I haven't talked to him since Linda died.
Oh, I know. The one thing is, you know, I'm glad I got to talk. I mean, I talked to her like maybe a month, you know, before she passed on. You know, but I she still had that sweet, bubbly voice. And she was just alive, I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll never forget the night out in Tonawanda when she had the knife out and I had to keep her from stabbing him.
Oh, well. But that's just an occupational hazard.
And then she had that crazy friend.
If you marry a girl in Buffalo, trust me.
How could I forget?
You need one of those. You need armor and a vest. I mean, God.
You're
going to
be you got to hear this.
All right, I'm listening.
Somebody went into J.P. Bullfeather.
Oh,
yes. Bought an illegal
brick.
They're
closing it.
They're closed. It's done.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah, see, Tom sent me an article from the Buffalo News saying that they were closing down.
So then you've heard from them recently.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do email all the time.
You send me his email address.
Oh, well, okay, I will.
He's got to be 74.
I'll keep you attached to everything I send to him and vice versa, and, you know. He's doing good. I mean, you know, I understand, you know.
I know he's out of bed for life.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, what are you going to say? That, you know, losing Linda was huge, and, you know. That affected me quite a bit.
When she died?
Oh, yeah.
I was like my sister's.
I was online, and all
of
a sudden
this. Right?
Well, no, I was online, and this email just popped up all of a sudden, and it was Tom, and he says, you know, my wife just died, and I'm like, what? You know, and I got on the phone with him immediately. I was like, Tom, I'll fly down there, you know.
Would you?
But his kid Tommy is here in San Jose.
Right, I knew that.
So he went down
he
there immediately.
He does something computer,
so,
right?
You know. What's
Tommy's
that?
Done something computer-wise, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has his own business, I believe. You know.
Whatever happened to Eric?
Eric is still with his mother in Buffalo.
Oh, he never got married or anything?
How can I say
that? Well, I was going to ask, is Marie still with us?
I think so. I mean, I haven't heard anything, you know.
Oh, well,
but
never,
I know.
I'll never forget. Were you in the moving crew when we moved Jim out of there?
The little place on Grant Street
above that was above a plumber, right?
Yeah, they were on the second floor. Yeah.
Right.
So, I remember his father. Remember Slippery Dick? Because that was his place. That wasn't Tom's apartment. That was his father's place. Slippery Dick.
Yeah, I remember the white hair and the black glasses. Let's go to the bays.
Oh, he was a trip, I'll tell you, man. But all, you know, I don't know. You actually didn't really go to all those bars in Black Rock.
I was at quite a few of them.
Yeah, there were some, what was it?
My favorite. The Well Babes and Tesses.
Oh, they were
favorites.
Those were crazy guys. And Moms. Do you remember Moms? That crazy old woman. And you know, she would stand up on bar stools, you know, and just jump, expecting someone to catch her.
Nobody
oh, she
would
was
believe.
Crazy.
Nobody believed any of this when you tell them.
Oh, I know. You know, and I think... And
I'm not sure I believe it anymore.
Well, yeah. Well, the main bar we went to was Hokies. And remember that dog, Molly? Jesus,
not
I've never
really.
Seen an alcoholic dog before, but that son of that goddamn thing... They would drink straight whiskey.
Stop.
Oh, that was funny as shit. Oh, yeah.
Well, we haven't said much about Trump, and we haven't said much about Iran.
Well, I'll tell you about the drought. You know, it's... It's
I thought the drought
very
ended
strange,
with all the rain.
It's very strange weather out here, I'll tell you that. Last night, it was cold. I mean, it was freaking cold.
Cold enough to put a coat on?
I came out, you know, and you know, because I don't smoke in the house, so I came outside to have a cigarette. And I was shivering. It was like 50-something. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Well, you know, it's getting, remember those, oh, God, those nights at Crystal Beach? Be 85 during the day and 40-something at night at those parties?
Yeah.
All I remember at one party I always remember is when I stepped in the sump pump.
Oh, that, oh, remember that goddamn, that party we had? Remember it was raining? It was pouring rain, and everybody said, God damn it, we're still going to a party. So we all wore plastic trash bags.
Yeah.
Remember, we were all like, we all had hoods with little eyes and a little mouth cut out so we could drink. And there were like 50 freaking people all dressed in black trash bags. And we thought it was normal. And then that goddamn sump pump backed up. There was shit and pee all over the lawn. And people are still walking in it. I don't smell anything. Oh, that was crazy. You can't forget stuff like that, you know.
People tell me I'm lying when I tell them those stories.
Well, I know, you know.
They say I'm making it up.
Remember on Labor Day, the parade? The parades that they did, because that was the closing of the season. And we'd do those parades with the cars and all that. I still have pictures of some of that stuff.
I got pictures of the bed parade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that was a good one.
The pajama party, the parade of bed.
That was a pajama party, right. I remember that one. Yeah, and they said, oh, Carl, you're an artist, so we need you to make the banner. And I spelled the Polish village wrong. I was like, God.
That was perfect.
How the hell could I do that? But I did.
My daughter has my Polish village T-shirt.
Oh, really?
I can't believe that ever fit me.
Yeah, oh, I know. Mine is, it's somewhere in the garage, I think. But yeah,
the last time I found it in the box, it's tiny.
I can't put that on.
We were tiny then.
Yeah, well, we were. You know, but the weird thing. I think I weighed, I weighed like around 140 pounds, maybe, something like that. You were pretty slight. But then, in later years, I went to the military and came back. And then I weighed like 128. But I was like hard as a rock. I was all muscle, no fat. Everybody looked at me like, it was weird, you know.
When I was commissioned, I weighed 200.
I did this to survive, okay?
I weighed 205 when I was commissioned.
Really?
And I stayed, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God, was I damn healthy.
Yeah.
Now I'm a 300-er.
Oh, come on. I mean, I've seen the photos, but geez.
306.
Oh, you got to do something with that.
Well, I'm trying. The doctor,
yeah.
He was funny. My doctor knows the Pope.
Your doctor knows the Pope?
Yes, my doctor is from Argentina. He's Italian, but he's from Argentina.
Oh.
A lot of us came here after the war. But anyway...
You can't get on the prayer line here.
When my doctor...
Damn.
when Well, my doctor was...
Look, I know Frankie is probably not infallible, but, you know, but he probably has some influence, you know.
I love the guy.
So.
Anyway, my doctor, his name is Roberto DePetris. He's a wonderful doctor. But my doctor was going to a Jesuit high school. And the Pope was a young Jesuit then, a teacher at the high school.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh? That's cool. Do you know, I haven't told this to many people, but I'll tell you.
Remember, this is a public forum.
I'll be discreet and everything, but, you know. They.
Well, I don't care. I just don't want
several,
you to care.
No, several of my teachers wanted me to join the priesthood. And
oh,
they actually
Jesus.
Took me. They actually took me to Loyola.
In Baltimore?
To meet all the brothers.
Really?
I was good with it. It was okay, you know.
Well,
but
I knew that wasn't gonna happen.
Good God!
When I was in elementary,
can you imagine
school,
me doing that? Oh no, no.
Yeah. Well, when I was in elementary school, I filled out a paper. And I sent it away to this religious order, and they were sending me literature, and I forgot about it.
Oh.
Well, at the end of eighth grade, these guys in robes showed up at my house to take me away. Oh, it was so scary. My father being a typical Italian man. Oh, my God, how they hate
pardon
the priests.
Coffee.
That's okay. It's all that smoking. I stopped smoking in 1984. Oh, my God, that's 30 years.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well, you know, I always thought I was invincible, so, you know.
I loved smoking every day. I did it. I loved it. I didn't stop because I hated it or I'd stop. Because I didn't want my son to be a smoker.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I mean, you know, you have that motivation. You know, and it's weird, too, because, like, I won't smoke in the house because I don't want my cats exposed to the smoke.
Oh,
now,
me, God.
I don't care. But my dad, so I love my babies,
Lord.
You know.
Our cat's finally getting old.
My
the old girl, the old girl died. She was such so big and fat, I think they charged extra at the crematory.
Uh-huh.
She was a big girl.
I lost Thelma a few years ago, and, you know, she was 22 years old. Good God. But she had a good life, and, you know, and she passed on. I had her in my arms, and, you know, I mean, I watched her, you know, expire and all that. But, you know, things like that just, you know, it's part of life.
Well, that's right. Well, anyway, we got 5 minutes here. Five minutes. What does Trump have? Has he got anything? Is he going the distance?
He, if he doesn't get shot.
Oh, Jesus.
You know. Remember I told you a long time ago, I said that, you know, I said we're going to repeat 1968. The fucking guns are coming out.
Oh, the guns! There's been a, it's
that's
been a
next
bloodbath.
Year, but anyway, that's what I think.
It's been a bloodbath in Washington D.C. the last
well,
2 days.
Well, I can't say it's going to be a bloodbath, but I do know that. You know, I mean, think about it. What do you have? 17 Republicans trying to grab the office. You know, hey, that's you can use a scatter gun. You could take out a whole lot of those people.
Well, what about Trump? Do you think he's catching on? I do. I think he's permanent. I think he's around for the duration.
Yeah, what I like, well, the only thing I like about what's going on now is the diversity of opinion and you know, and Bernie is stirring up the Democrats. That is probably a very good thing.
Right. In fact, I could see a Trump-Bernie campaign. I could see them on the same stage together talking to people.
Oh, it would be fascinating, I think. But,
it would be a recreation of the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
Yeah,
it would be incredible.
Well, we need that.
But anyway, we got to move to the next subject. You're a U.S. Senator.
Oh, what's that?
Are you voting yes or no on the Iran agreement?
No.
Okay, I'm voting yes. And the
Mm-mm.
third issue, and why not?
Let's let Israel and Saudi Arabia deal with it. It's not our business.
Right, so why not sign the agreement?
What the hell for? We can't enforce it.
Well, because we're going to have to go to war if we don't.
We don't have to go to war. The Saudis are first, Israel is the strongest military, has the strongest military in the Middle East. And
right,
second,
the Iranians drop a couple of nukes on them. What are we going to do?
And second, the Saudis have the third biggest air force in the freaking world.
Right.
What,
they don't know how to fly
you know,
them,
let
but...
them, they can do this.
And what was
if
the
they
want to
bomb
issue?
It, go for it. I don't, you know.
Trump,
I want
Iran
half our military out of the Gulf, if not all.
I don't argue with you. So what was the third issue for tonight? I can't remember it now. Shucks. I should have it written down in front of me, and I don't. Trump?
I'll make something up then.
The Iranian deal.
You did Trump. You did Iran. We did a little Bernie. Drought? Well, we did drought.
We did a whole bunch of things, and I'm sure we did it. I just can't remember which one it was.
All right. Well, you know, we'll let the listeners sort it out. Good God.
Yeah, let the listeners sort it out. Well, it's been a great normal. We got 60 seconds. Last statement to the audience. I'm going to start the blues music, so speak loudly.
I always enjoy talking with you and revisiting and, you know, all that, you know. And see if you can convince that Chapman guy.
That guy, yeah.
Come on. Oh, he would be fun. Oh, I would love that.
Yes. Oh, I'd like to get Carol and that Donna woman and Andy Z. I'd like to get all those people on at once and just let it be a free-for-all.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. You know.
Anyway,
well, it's up to you. Send them invitations and, you know, see what
all
you
right.
Get
well,
going.
This is Norman Knight saying good night.